But now, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has blamed, quote, diabolical and treacherous Arab states for the recent surge of violence in Iraq. Maliki says that Iraq is a target for certain countries that support evil and terrorism. He warned that violence has started to expand and will ultimately reach the countries which are backing it. Maliki did not specify which countries support violence in Iraq. In the past, Iraqi authorities blamed Saudi Arabia and Qatar for fueling unrest in their country. Well, Iraq has seen a surge in terrorist attacks over the past year. The army in recent weeks has been fighting militants from Al-Qaeda, affiliated Islamic State of Iraq and Levant in the western province of Anbar. On Sunday, it launched a major offensive against the militants in the provincial capital of Ramadi. Let's cross over to Baghdad, joined by Press TV's correspondent, Serena Shim. Hi, Serena. Good to see you. Serena, fill us in on, it seems that the situation is obviously quite serious, and we see from Mr. Maliki's, as far as what he's talking about this week again today, talking about how treacherous and pointing the finger at some Arab countries, but not really naming them. Give us your take on the situation that took place today.
Right, he stopped short just of saying who these Arab countries were, but like you said, authorities had been official on the matter. It had been local Iraqi media that they blame Qatar and that they blame Saudi Arabia. And the peculiar thing about that is prior to the Iraqi prime minister saying this, saying that there is treacherous Arab countries who are playing a role in these bomb blasts that are happening inside Iraq and yesterday, really a lot, you know, a lot so in Baghdad. We took to the streets of Baghdad today and we talked to a lot of people. And before the prime minister came out to say that Arab countries were playing a role, the people of Iraq were saying it. Everybody that we stopped and that we talked to, and we said, who do you think is behind these blasts? They said that there was a lot of Arab countries. And they went the step further and they mentioned that they think it's Saudi Arabia and they think that it's Qatar, and that they are pumping money in and that they are sending people in to try and destabilize Iraq even more so. Now, one thing that the Iraqi prime minister also did mention is he said that people were coming from countries such as Morocco, Libya, and Yemen. However, he didn't call those countries evil or treacherous. I think he's really, you know, pointing more the finger at their backers, who's backing them. And he said something else. He also said that the people who are backing these militants, these Al-Qaeda militants that are coming in, that are blowing themselves up or have explosive packed cars and blowing them up on the civilian population, he also said that it would reach their country as well. Obviously, pointing the finger at them, giving them a stern warning that they need to back up, that they need to stop, because these type of incidents, these type of Al-Qaeda members, the ones that we saw in Syria, the ones that we're now seeing in Iraq, are going to eventually be inside Saudi Arabia and inside Qatar.
Well, Serena, I'm interested, when you were on the streets of Baghdad, the people were pointing the fingers at the couple of Arab countries that you mentioned. Did they talk about the reasons why they thought that Saudi Arabia and Qatar would do this?
Yes, that's a good question. They did, actually. And one of the main things that everybody said was that they think that they are trying to, you know, they want Sunnis to be in power. They said that because now that, you know, Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, is a Shia, they said that they feel that they are doing this because they are trying to make, a Sunni Islamic State, the same way that they push for the Al-Qaeda groups, whether it be al-Nusra or the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, trying to go for an Islamic State. And they want this specifically Sunni Islamic State, and that's what the people think. They think that they are doing it specifically because now there is a Shiite government in power that they want to try and make a Sunni government to get into power to fulfill this agenda, and that they're going to take any type of means in doing so, and especially with the upcoming elections. Iraqi elections are coming up in April, so Iraqis now are even more scared because they feel with the elections coming up, if these type of bomb attacks are happening now, a few months away, what is going to be happening on down the line? Also speaking to people, they said, we're leaving our house and we don't know if we're actually going to be able to return. If I did not have to provide for my family, I wouldn't have left at all. What really is there left? What could be, what more can they do? What is down the line before the elections? Everybody brought up the point of the elections, and they did mention the fact that they think that this is an attempt by Qatar and Saudi Arabia to try and make some type of Islamic State that they can have control over within the Middle East.
Interesting point, Sir Nishim. Of course, we know that on the streets of Baghdad, as other cities in Iraq, it's both Shias and Sunnis, as well as some Christians that are dying. But thank you so much for that update out of Baghdad. Sir Nishim, Press TV's correspondent.